from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
For the best Ravens coverage. It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 1057 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 1057 The Fan. News from the Nest on this Turn It Up Tuesday. You want to get in and join us? You can at 410-583-1057. Ravens taking on Green Bay coming up Saturday at 1 o'clock Lambeau Field, 12 o'clock their time. Yep. Cut down day a week from today. In the National Football League by 4:30 or 4 o'clock, the 27th. And that's a week from today. Today's the 20th. Yep. Anywho, you got to get to 53, and the Ravens have some things that they need to figure out. But yesterday, John Harbaugh met with the media and was asked, and John Harbaugh said, what? I want to know who the starting offensive line is, what, 2 weeks in?
At the latest.
Well, it's a little bit late in the day. So, Harbsy, how close are we getting there?
I think we're close. I think we have a pretty good idea what way it's trending in different areas. It's not altogether solidified, but we're in a good place right now.
Okay. Bob, I mean, I don't see any other way that it's trending because the only guys that have Voorhees has started every game, everything at left guard since minicamp, and same Falele's been starter since day one at training camp. And Rosengarten's been the starter the last couple weeks. The only guy that could alter that is McCary, and he's played center the last couple games. The only thing I could see maybe against Kansas City, McCary starts, but he and Rosengarten alternate. But otherwise, I think Falele's the starting guard. I don't even know who else they would put in there.
Now, the question is, all right, he may have identified who the starters are, but with Falele and Voorhees coming off a shaky performance against Atlanta, and then you have a rookie at right tackle, are these good options to have?
No.
Because you're replacing three veterans.
I know it. Well, Bob, I mean, what they need is they need some really good work Thursday. They need a really good practice Thursday against the Packers when it's ones-on-ones or ones versus twos. The offensive line, they need to feel confident about that group. And maybe, Bob, if those guys play really good on Thursday and they feel good about it, maybe then they don't play in the preseason game. Or, you know, because they've been playing a half all the time. They need reps.
That's a good point. If, say, Voorhees is playing Saturday, is he still fighting for a spot? Maybe
no.
He's a bad example, but Falele.
But I don't know who they're fighting with.
Yeah, that's true. Themselves, maybe. But the one certainty that they have, or two, because Stanley's a proven guy, healthier than he's been in a while, Tyler Linderbaum. But he hadn't been around in a while with a neck injury. So, John Harbaugh, what's up there?
Yeah, he's right on schedule, just kind of where we were planning. He won't be any kind of contact work this week, but he's in all the ACT practices that we do. He's been doing all that, so he's in a good place.
So the walkthrough practices he does, so he can't have contact right now, and he's not He's not doing anything this week in Green Bay. So he'll have, you know, 10 days to get ready for the Chiefs game. As long as he's healthy, I think they feel pretty good about him being able to handle that type of situation.
So when he says right on schedule, that means September 5th at Arrowhead.
Yes.
He's the starting center for the Baltimore Ravens. Now you got joint practice coming up Thursday against Green Bay. John Harbaugh was asked yesterday, joint practices versus preseason games means?
Well, we want to start the season off well. I mean, we want to put our best foot forward right out of the gates as much as we can. It's hard to do. There's no guarantee you're going to do that. There's a lot of question marks to that every year. We have done well over the years doing that because I think we practice well. It comes down to practice. I mean, practice is what makes it. Preseason games don't make or break you that way. It's the practices that make you, because that's what you stack.
Yeah. The thing is, I mean, they do practice well. But the thing about it, too, though, Bob, is I mean, fundamentally, that's where you got to get better in practice. And then what we want to see in the games, it's like, to me, the games is like, you're in school. You're getting a quiz or you're getting a test. Preseason games are probably a quiz, because it's kind of an accumulation of all the stuff you worked on or studied that week. Then how are you functioning with that week of work? Are you, are you getting it? And we'll see. I mean, I was just sitting here thinking, I mean, against Kansas City, they may have to win with defense in that one and get some turnovers or whatever, because I think offensively, I'm not expecting like huge offensive performances just because of the O-line. They have the weapons to do it offensively, but I'm nervous about the O-line. There may be a lot of run-pass option stuff where you don't have to block some guys. They're going to need that, but I don't see them scoring a bunch of points until kind of get the feel. Because the offensive line, they're not going to have a great feel because playing against ones for a whole game, that's going to be new to them.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, news from the Nest here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. John Harbaugh was asked what he has learned from these joint practices over the years.
The mindset of the two teams is the most important thing. If both teams come in with the same idea, that they're two good football teams, are trying to take advantage of the opportunity to practice against another good football team and get a good football practice in, that's what you want. If a team's coming in like they're trying to prove something, some junior high thing, then, it's usually not good. So we're excited to go against Green Bay. We think they're that kind of a group, a good football team.
See, I think that's all well and good, and I think that's ideal, Bob, is that, you're just working on, you're trying to get better, and you're trying to get better against good people. But the only thing that could screw that up, Bob, is all right, let's say that they're running a run play or whatever, and Lamar's running down the field, and somebody goes and hits him.
Right.
Then all hell's going to break loose. I mean, both teams could have great intentions and one guy, but if somebody hits Lamar, then it's going to be nuts. And just like probably if they hit Jordan Love, but they're not going to try to, because this is about helping each other, because this is the only work that your ones are going to get. And the preparation, you need this preparation, I'm sure the Packers need to make some decisions too, but the Ravens need the work. Quality work, because their starters hadn't had it against anybody else.
And finally, John Harbaugh, heading into the last preseason game, was asked about the roster competition there.
I mean, you want to have guys competing for those last few spots. You certainly don't want to be scouring the waiver wire. You want to have guys here that you want to keep on the team, and you want to have a few more than you might be able to keep on the team. That'd definitely be the idea. So we're probably in that situation, but still there's guys who have something to prove still. And this last week, Green Bay practice, Green Bay game is going to matter.
So I think they have, and we'll go over it later in the show, but I think they're going to have some tough decisions defensively. Whereas offensively, I my gut tells me, Bob, they're going to be scouring for two things, I think. A blocking tight end, if there is one out there, and a running back better than Owen Wright.
Yeah, because Keaton Mitchell coming back at, we talked about it earlier, the 8-plus yards per carry, Keaton Mitchell, that's not happening this year.
No. I mean, if it does, Bob, he comes back in December, that's a bonus. But I'm guessing you're not counting on that happening.
It's been 888-1057 The Fan. When we come back, let's count some money, a little buy or sell on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Talk about sports subjects of the day. Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTypes.com. How's camp going for Mike Locksley as they're about to wrap up practice, getting ready for the 2024 season. UConn, August the 31st. Got a fun house trip. We're going to look at this Ravens defense as we break down the 53-man roster projected. Got NFL lunch. Going to hear from Lamar. Got the American League East report. What happened in the division last night? A couple of walk-offs going against the division, including the Orioles. Bob Nightingale, USA Today, talked to him about the final 6 weeks of the regular season and teams that could be dangerous in the final few of the MLB year of 24.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Penny and Haney, 1057 The Fan.
Penny and Haney, 1057 The Fan. Turn It Up Tuesday, playing the music loud as you want it. Doesn't matter the genre, as we've said many times before. Just send a song request and all McGraw applause for text line. 410-583-1057. He will make it happen for you. Plenty going on in sports. Ravens at practice. Orioles in New York. Half game out of first place. College football starts Saturday. Maryland starts the 31st, which we'll talk about with Keith Cavanaugh. Bottom of the hour. But let's count some dough, man. By yourself.
Yeah, we're in the red a little bit today. Down a little bit. The Dow's down 65. The S&P's down 10. NASDAQ's down 53. DraftKings is up 8 cents, though. Under Armour's down a penny to $8.
All right, we'll start here in Major League Baseball. More tough news yesterday for the Braves, as it was revealed Austin Riley is going to miss 6 to 8 weeks with a broken hand, so he's out for the rest of the regular season. and probably into the playoffs as well if Atlanta is able to go on a run. While the Braves still sit in a wild card spot, the injury tax, it's been immense this year. You lose a Cy Young candidate in Spencer Strider, an MVP candidate in Ronald Acuna Jr. Ozzie Albies is out as well right now. Other big-name players have missed significant time earlier in the season. But buy or sell, Bob, the Austin Riley loss will be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
I'll buy it. I mean, there's only so much a team can overcome. And as you said, Nolan, we talked about it during the whip as well. They've been decimated by injuries. And some of, I mean, Marcell Ozuna is like a triple crown dude in the National League right now. So he might be, you know, one of the MVP favorites. But I just don't think they can sustain. I mean, Harris missed a bunch of time. Their center fielder, I think they fade. And I think they fade out. And it's a tough draw for them. I mean, because Chris Sale's like a Cy. They might have the MVP and the Cy Young Award winner and not even make the playoffs in the National League. But injuries have been decimating. So I'm buying it. The Riley, it's the straw that broke the Braves' back.
Move over to the NFL, where Bo Nix looked pretty good this past weekend in that preseason game against Green Bay. Went 8-for-9, 80 yards and a touchdown. But Sean Payton isn't ready to anoint him the starter just yet. When asked if he feels like he's earned it, Nix himself said that's not for him to decide. He was saying all the right things publicly. But when you take a quarterback in the first round, there are starting expectations that come with it, even if people called the pick a reach at the time. Vinny, buy or sell, Nix has shown enough to be named starter before the preseason ends.
Oh, I am 100% buying it. I think in their staff meetings and stuff, they've already decided. To me, it's not close.
A little basketball here. Team USA actually in search of a new coach.
What?
Steve Kerr, when he agreed to become the coach for Team USA many years ago, admitted at the time that it was going to be a short-term venture for him, and 2024 was always identified as his final go-around. Well, they've got two candidates here to replace him. Both were assistants under Kerr this year and have helped serve in the past as well. Ty Lue and Eric Spoelstra, both very accomplished, championship resumes, a reputation as well for being players' coaches. Buy or sell, Bob, though, here, when it comes to the Olympics, the coaching, it largely doesn't matter, more of a formality.
I agree, 100%. It's not like the olden days where you had to have tryouts and it was college players and Bobby Knight cutting John Stockton and Charles Barkley to assemble a team. He kept Steve Alford, you know, was going to Indiana, but that's another story. Look, Jason Tatum and Tyrese Halliburton barely played and they won the gold medal. Tyrese Halliburton and Jason Tatum are going to be MVP candidates for the upcoming season. I think either all of us, the three of us, and even Luke over there, we could go out, pick 12 of the best players in the world, and they'll win the gold medal, I would think.
Still have everyone mad at you, though. I mean, that's the toughest part of the job is people complaining, oh, why isn't this guy playing?
And it's in LA in 4 years, so it's going to be all about that USA thing. So, Steve Kerr, get out while the getting's good.
Good time to leave.
Yeah, Celtics fans probably hate your guts, by the way.
Yeah. Well, what can you do? Let's see here. We'll close with this. It's going to be a make-or-break season for Daniel Jones there in New York as he returns from a torn ACL. His preseason debut, far from encouraging. Multiple interceptions, probably could have even had a third, if we're being honest. And it's hard to say what that is the product of. I mean, we know the O-line he was behind last year was a big reason why he got hurt in the first place. They were terrible. O-line in preseason play is usually not good either. Could be that Daniel Jones is just flat out bad. But either way, there's no one else coming to take the job right now. Drew Locke is hurt. And fan favorite Tommy DeVito, he's still there and ready to serve the backup role. Buy or sell, Vinny, Jones will lose the starting job based on merit, not injury this year.
I'll sell it. I don't know who they got, you know, to take it. You know, and by the way he played the other day, he's got to play in the next preseason game, too, just to gain some confidence, I would think.
You don't think DeVito can snatch the job away from him?
He's got more endorsements to cash in on.
Yeah.
Just ask his agent.
Oh, by the way, circling back to the backup quarterback for the Commanders, Marcus Mariota.
Oh.
And they drafted Sam Hartman out of Notre Dame, too.
Oh.
Who looks like he's been around since Joe Gibbs was the coach of the then Washington Redskins. It's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. Maryland football starts August 31st against UConn down at CQ Stadium. Keith Kavanaugh gives us a status report on Mike Loxley's offensive line and the quarterback competition. And Kevin Willard, recruiting for the summer, went how for the Terps as they try to get back into the dance this season after a very disappointing 2023-2024. TerrapinTimes.com. Let's welcome back to the show Keith Kavanaugh. Keith, good afternoon. What is up?
Guys, good afternoon. Beautiful day. I'm tan, rested, and ready because I just got back from my moving my daughter to college down south in Charleston. And we've had 3.5 weeks of football camp out at Maryland. Not one practice or scrimmage has been open yet.
How about that?
We will.
No way.
Yeah, we'll get into that later off air. So I'm quite peeved, but Silver Linings Playbook, Bob and Vinny. While in Isle of Palm, South Carolina, I had the pleasure of visiting with none other than Ralph Friesian and Gloria Friesian for 5 hours at their beach house and having a wonderful trip down memory lane. And about 90% of it is unpublished stuff that's too incendiary to talk about on the air. No, I mean, Ralph still misses and loves Maryland. He keeps up with many of his players. He mentors several who are getting into high school and college coaching. Well, I sat there with him. I think 8 or 10 former players pinged him about advice. They send him tape. He watches all the Terp practices. He's very involved. He's Mr. Terp. Gloria's mother hen of the Terp football family from afar. So it's great seeing them. We talked about Vernon Davis, and Vernon just put out his autobiography today, Playing Ball, a book that really, not to digress, but the pivotal point in Vernon's life was when Mike Singletary freaking blew him up over being selfish, and he was kind of a changed man after that. And he's been in 40 movies now, including Morgan Freeman. So we covered everything with Ralph. It was great seeing him. He still gets out fishing. He knew every little story, every recruiting war. We went over it all. So I did, you know, tie in some Terp stuff while we've had this 3-week hiatus from camp because I got nothing, homies.
You still think Ralph might be peeved about getting removed from his job after winning Coach of the Year for the second or third time? But anyway, Keith yes. Kavanaugh, as the media has been boxed out, basketball term, of football yeah. practice. So what does your intel say, however, about the offensive line? Because we talk about it here with the Ravens. At least they let you watch practice. You can't film it for more than a half an hour, but you can still watch it. But what about Maryland football, the offensive line? I know there have been some injury concerns there as yeah. we're, what, 13, 12 days away from kickoff here.
Yeah, they've had 2 scrimmages, but we haven't been able to get Boo beyond coach speak afterwards. But it's kind of counterintuitive when you're trying to sell tickets when you start a game with 24,000, halftime there's 9,000. So it'd be good to open up so there's some connectivity with fans and players. But anyhow, I digress. So anyhow, obviously Isaiah Wright, their left tackle, went down, done with the Achilles. I think we talked about that. St. Francis Andre Roy, he's over there playing now and getting better. Then you got Long, Kotzenberger, Baugh, and Heron. Most Terp fans don't know who any of those guys are. Those are the first 5. It's a cobbled together unit of converted DLs, walk-ons, guys from D2 schools, from the portal. So we'll see. No separation of quarterback yet. I mean, I still have Billy Edwards, 1A, because he knows the system and the RPO game best. MJ Morris closing on him at 1B and Cam Edge. Love the skill guys, be it Felton Smith, Prather at receiver, be it Howard and Husbands, who's had a good camp, Laron Husbands at tight end, Hemby McDonald and Ray at running back. You know, I think the D-line will be the strength with Phillips and Akin Bisodi and Fuller. And then you've got the middle section with Hippolyte and Wyatt. And then Husky, I like the Bowling Green transfer in corner from the portal and Miller and Trader on the back line. If there have been any injuries beyond Wright, we wouldn't know because they don't disclose them. And they also get up and say there's been no injuries when there is an injury. So I can't tell you anything there. Hopefully, knock on wood, there have not been. But, you know, everyone will tell you it all starts with a quarterback and particularly an O-line. And both remain problematic. Cross our fingers. Most people still haven't 5-7 wins. I saw last preseason ranking, early projection, had Maryland at 42. But the good news is the recruit class, since we last spoke, has climbed to number 23 nationally, 22 kids. Since we last spoke, two more four-stars have jumped on board, so that's going strong. Messiah Delhomme, four-star safety out of Warwick High School in Newport News, Virginia, 6'1", 196, chose Maryland over Alabama and Ohio State and others, really making hay down there in the 757 or whatever the area code is there. Jalen Gilchrist, also from Virginia Beach, Salem, four-star offensive lineman, chose Maryland over South Carolina, a bit of a shocker, 6'4", 280. So the class continues to grow. I think maybe last week or 2 weeks ago, you mentioned Dante Simpson, the D lineman Florida commit from Florida. He has already reneged on Maryland and committed and flipped to Miami. So one loss. But to be 23 right now, the impact of Czar coming in on staff has been really profound. So hopefully they can finish this thing up well, hold on for dear life to the kids, have a some modicum of success this fall to keep the kids and keep plugging away on the portal like they typically do.
Now, Keith, Loxley saying this is the best team that he's had. Do you agree?
Benny, hold on. Let me get up off the floor. Okay. So the Lox is very upbeat, optimistic, as he is every year. I mean, last year he talked about natties or Big Ten Conference Championships. This year at Media Day, Big Ten, he talked about natties. I'm sorry, we're not there yet, guys. He loves this team. He likes this team. I think there were some disparate personalities who left the team last year unceremoniously, but that doesn't translate to wins, unfortunately. Again, quarterback and O-line, very problematic. When you ask him questions and there's nothing specific about anybody, really, you know, there's been no separation. There's nobody who's really grabbed the reins at those most pivotal positions. He's talking a lot about the three deep on the O-line. So that tells you a little bit, too, that a lot of youngins who are inexperienced and have really been in weight room very long haven't played. So he's got to be upbeat, and he's got to get the fans back in the stadium, and he's got to be competitive in the marquee games. The schedule's a little lighter this year. Yeah, they got to eliminate the 10 to 12 or 14 penalties a game. They got to stop beating themselves. 6 years now, the mantra has been a little bit, you know, the same. We need to see a reversal there. The good news is they've broken the all-time world record. They have three O-line coaches, as we've spoken, you know, adding Ferentz. That call up Guinness Book of World Record, Bob, on your Al Gore Google machine while you're over there. But
right.
You know, of any place that they need it, it's there. You know, adding Kirk Ferentz's son as a, you know, an analyst is great among the other two guys. So, yeah, recruiting is going well. Knock on wood, not a lot of injuries. But one of these quarterbacks have got to separate. And Billy Edwards, as we mentioned, the last 3 years, has – passing, throwing accuracy ability has been on the decline. Hopefully he has an epiphany in camp and decides to throw the right way. And then MJ Marsh, you know, his completion percentage, NC State, was not great. You know, they did not fight to keep him when he left there. So, you know, he's still picking up the system. None of them are, you know, run first types. They're all pocket types. But Billy runs the RPO best. This is going to have to be quick hitting West Coast style. Yeah, bing, bam, boom. A lot of quick action passing. Because that O-line is just not going to sustain a lot of protection. You got a new quarterback. You got good running backs, but they need some holes to run through.
Sounds very encouraging. Keith Kavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com.
Joining us here. I give you the real
one. Hey, look, I appreciate that. Keith, let's get to basketball men in particular,
yeah.
The summer recruiting period. And we understand that things are more like portal-oriented, but Derek Queen did come in as a five-star McDonald's All-American. So what kind of tires is Kevin Willard and his staff kicking in that regard, looking ahead to 2025-26?
Yeah. The UA Elite 24 was last week. Jordan Scott, of course, is Christy Winter Scott's son, the 6'7 forward from Northern Virginia, heavy lean to Maryland, very nice T team-oriented guy. These All-Star games kind of crazy. Marcus Jackson, the forward, big-time athlete. Amari Witherspoon, the guard. And then Sean Abave, who had 10 assists in that game, which is rare for an All-Star game. He's an Israeli import. He's at prep school in Florida, 6'7". He's visiting Maryland in October. So I think it'll probably only be a two-man class. Then you always, I think Willard always wants to save one or two for the portal. But summer workouts, I don't know if we talked about it, Seldon Miguel and Malachi Palmer have probably been the biggest surprises. Miguel is a strong, athletic, aggressive, Des Wells-type guy. I think he'll start at the two, DHS at the three, but Palmer will push DHS at the three. Tafari Kapari has been a great rim protector. He's been better than advertised, running the floor and also finishing. And then you got the front line, Queen and Juju. And then Gillespie up top, you know, he's a better shooter than Jameer. He's not the athlete. So, you know, they finally got some guys who shoot 38, 39, 40% from three among all these portal guys. So excited to hear there. And props to Alyssa Thomas winning gold for the women over in the Olympics. And then meanwhile, for the ladies, you know, the portal, Sailor Poffenberger and Christina Dolce in particular, both 6'2 forwards have been great. Is AD of the size. Cheyenne Sellers looking good as well. I'm excited for both hoop seasons, both, you know, one added six, one added eight, be it portal or JUCO. So revamp lineups and style of play for sure. Both teams, particularly women, will be much more fast paced and up tempo because they have the numbers and shooters and guards now. So it's all good. And then again, rest in peace. Another young Terp passed way too early. JoJo Walker, you know, he died at age 40 a couple weeks ago. The former receiver who came here under Vandy but played for Ralph, and Ralph and Gloria on a Zoom call the other day with all the former players celebrating his life. That's three now this summer, sadly, JoJo, Isaiah Hazel, and Kenny Goins, who passed way too young. So I remember JoJo well. He was a jitterbug receiver out of Carrollton, Texas, and one of the first, you know, impact guys way back then. So a lot going on in Terpland and ready for the season to start, because I guess we'll have to wait for opening game, Benny, to actually see this team.
They're going to let you watch opening day, Keith.
Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Keith, we appreciate the time as always. I think you're banned now from CQ Stadium, but we'll let you know what happens.
They're going to ban my TV feed that game. So anyhow, it's all good. But no, props to all the Terps. They're working out there, working hard. Just need to keep adding more pieces, and hopefully one of these quarterbacks separates.
Keith, enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. We'll talk soon.
Okay. See you guys.
There's Keith Cavanaugh, everybody. It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fed. We'll come back reset for you. So stay tuned for that. We got NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. Get into the defensive projected roster there. Okay, we talk about possibly bringing in a third running back, blocking tight end. Are they going to add maybe from the outside for the defense? We'll get to that. Going to hear from Lamar a little bit as well, American League East report. And then we'll talk to baseball with Bob Nightingale. Final 6 weeks of the regular season, probably a little bit less than that. Which playoff-worthy teams could be either vulnerable, possibly the Orioles, and which teams are really starting to percolate at the right time? Bottom of the hour, the Braves. Are the injuries too much for them to overcome? Who's he have more confidence in, the Orioles or the Yankees, to take control of the American League's Eastern Division? And are the Houston Astros, when it's all said and done, going to be the best team in the American League once we get to the postseason? But we promised it earlier. Let's get to it now. How about a fun Astro with Nolan McGraw?
Quick draws, fun house. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
We'll start with Howard in Baltimore, who says the theme for last night, or word of the night, should have been consistent. Arias has been pretty consistently good in his at-bats as of late. Meanwhile, Rodgers consistently bad. Rutschman consistently bad, throwing one hoppers to second base, and the ump consistently ridiculous with the strike zone.
Well, that's the wrong consistencies. You want the better consistencies. Like, hey, Rodgers is going to give you six innings and a quality start, and the offense is going to perform in situational hitting, which they haven't done, as we talked about with Ryan Ripken, and we've talked about all season long. on the show. What makes it frustrating, 0 for 5 again last night, runners in scoring position. Last year on their way to 101 wins, they had the top batting average in baseball with runners in scoring position. By the way, this year it's Kansas City heading into the weekend. They were hitting over 300 as a team, and that Bobby Witt's a stud. We talked earlier about the National League Most Valuable Player candidates. It's Soto, Judge, Bobby Witt in the American League with Gunnar and Ramirez on the periphery there.
This one from Steve in Baltimore says, at this moment, I like what the Orioles have towards the top of their lineup, 2 through 4, any combination really of Adley, Gunnar, and Santander. Kowser seems to be doing well at leadoff, but is he truly the best option? Does Jackson Holliday get leadoff consideration at any point, or does Mullins return to that role after serving there earlier in his career?
Well, a year ago at this time, you know who the leadoff hitter was? It's Adley Rutschman. He was setting the table because Adley was, you know, known for his patience at the plate and the on-base percentage and doing some things, and then Gunnar did it as well. I don't know if Moo Man is equipped to be the leadoff dude. The Slater is, what, reached base 10 of 19 times, whatever it was, as an Oriole, but, you know, won't get the at-bats to be necessary. I think that one's still a work in progress. I don't think Mullins gets the call.
No.
I mean, they have two more lefties in the series, so I think Cedric Mullins leading off for the Orioles, that ship has sailed. And it's a frustrating part of, again, the inconsistencies, because you can't even get a consistent lineup rolling right now.
Let's see. This texter here on the Ravens says the Chiefs game is going to be a rude awakening for the Baltimore O-line. Lamar is going to have to play hero ball with his legs because he'll have multiple rushers in his face from the very first snap of the night.
I tend to agree with that. I think the ball's going to come out quick. They're going to run pass options, play action pass on first down. I mean, they know it. They know it, and I'm sure they'll definitely make adjustments.
Let's see, another. We'll close with this one, actually. As texter says, Tua was complaining about coaching in his career. Texter calls Tua a thin-skinned diva. But yes, a coach should probably know how to approach each individual player. Point being, Tua could take more responsibility as well. Too many young players expect to be catered to with no work on themselves.
Well, kids are different nowadays. I mean, Flores seems more like an old school type guy. And I mean, even when I coached youth football, you got to know which guys you can yell at and which ones you don't. So, I mean, to me, that's Flores' job.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Got NFL lunch. Going to hear from Lamar. Going to talk about the Ravens' defense, the open spots there as we head into the final preseason game. American League East report. A couple of walk-offs going against the division. One included the Orioles, as we all know. And then Bob Nightingale is going to be joining us, future Hall of Fame writer for USA Today.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.